This is the Blockchain Billions Podcast with your host, Henrik de Geer.
I'm Henrik de Geer. Today I'm speaking with Jeroen Varun. Jeroen, how are you?
Very good. Thank you, Henrik.
Jeroen, who are you and what do you do?
I'm a trends analyst at Rubico Trends Investing. And my main job is to write white papers on trends related to equity. And for the past 2 years, I've been focusing on trends directly related to the financial sector. And then you have to think of trends like what happens to our pensions, but also more technology-related trends like fintech in general, the future of asset management, security in the financial sector, and most recently also blockchain technology. What I do is, because it's from an investment perspective, as I first described the trend, and then we narrow it down to winners and losers. And the idea is obviously then to invest in the winners and avoid the losers.
John, how are you involved with blockchain?
So my involvement with blockchain is twofold. So from the one hand side, I'm looking at blockchain from an investment perspective. As I said, I describe trends in the financial sector, and blockchain is definitely a trend, and that's coming up in the financial sector. So from that perspective, I want to have a view investment-wise what blockchain is going to do, because I need to consider eventually which companies, and then predominantly banks, but also insurers, will come out as winners and which will come out as losers. And then I want to position, obviously, in the winning side. And the other side of the equation is internal affairs. So Rubico is an asset manager, is active in the financial sector itself. And we can also benefit from distributed ledger technology in general. So we also need to find out how to position there. And we're doing quite a lot at the moment. So we need to keep track of what's happening there as well from that perspective.
Jeroen, what are the biggest challenges and successes with blockchain?
I would say the big success with blockchain at this point in time is the fact that everybody in the industry is talking to each other. It might sound a bit weird, but when you consider that about a year ago, none of the big banks or insurers would actually be discussing topics like back office issues or securities lending or credits or all of that one-on-one to each other, then that completely changed because of blockchain technology. So the sector has become more open. And as a result of it, I think it can progress in implementing technologies, new technologies like blockchain as we see now. And that is resulting in consortiums like R3, but also in many, many proof of concepts that we see popping up here and there. So that's definitely the success side of it. On the challenge side, I would quote regulation and finding a common technology standard, but then especially the regulation side. So we are not very far from a regulatory perspective of actually making distributed ledger technology the random infrastructure for financial transactions. And if we want to benefit from the full potential of distributed ledger technology, then also the regulator needs to be on board of it.
In your point of view, what will blockchain augment, change, or replace?
So as we describe it in our white paper, we look at blockchain technology is really as administration 3.0. So whenever you think of jobs that are currently done in the financial sector that are either time-consuming, very costly, or very labor-intensive, then we believe that these areas are first to be replaced by distributed ledger technology. How is it going to change or challenge? Well, I think it's going to be a gradual process. So usually you read In a lot of newspapers, you read how disruptive it all will be. And don't get me wrong, there will definitely be changes, but we don't believe these changes will be disruptive in nature, because we believe that large financial institutions will take up this new infrastructure, this new technology, and work with it instead of fight against it, because it's in their mutual benefit to also work with it.
Jeroen, how will people make money with blockchain?
There are a couple of ways to make money. Either you develop applications that can be used by financial institutions to work with distributed ledger technology. And there are many, many startups that take this route. So that's one. Another way is for existing companies like custodians and exchanges to offer their products and therefore remain relevant in the big scheme of things. So that's also a way of making money. And the third way is for financial institutions themselves to save on their back office, mid office, front office operations, and in that way make money of it.
And Jeroen, what advice do you have for those interested in blockchain?
Yeah, my biggest advice is for the startup side to quickly form consortia, because I am a believer in consortia, because I think that blockchain technology in itself only works if you have networking effects, and the value of the networks grows exponentially with the number of users. So to any startup, try to get as many users on your network as possible. And if you're not on the networking side, then try to make the technology that you develop as platform and technology agnostic as possible. So make it Turing complete. And for financial institutions in general, I would advise to take a look at this. Don't disregard distributed ledger technology as something that's currently hyped, but will not be there, because I definitely believe it will have an impact in the long term. And I would urge people not to think of distributed ledger technology as cryptocurrencies, because that mistake is often made, that you see blockchain as Bitcoin, but those two have completely separated and should also be looked at in complete separation. And the possibilities of distributed ledger technology in itself are completely different when you compare it to cryptocurrency. So from that perspective, I would argue to keep an open mind on the technology and not to identify too much with cryptocurrencies.
Great. Well, thanks, Jeroen.
No problem. Thanks for inviting me.
For more on this, visit blockchainbillionspodcast.com. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out blockchainbillionsbook.com. Thanks for listening.